Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Power Beatles, full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating from the Sports Byline Studios, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming to you live on VTV, Twitch.tv, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, I am the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Of course, having knocking out all bumps now for almost 38 years. So, bottom line is we got lots of boxing to talk about today. Of course, the last few weeks, man, it's like being a boxing crescendo. Shakur Stevenson, of course, taking apart Oscar Valdez over 12 rounds. Triple G doing his thing. Canelo losing to Dmitry Bivol in that big upset. But it wasn't such a big upset, folks, because remember, time and time again, I talk about on the show how size matters in just two things, pornography and combat sports. I mean, people have taken Canelo Alvarez off the pound-for-pound list because he lost to a bigger guy that was undefeated and younger. I mean, come on, man. Bottom line is, I think these pundits lack boxing acumen that stripped him from that pound-for-pound list as far as being on the top's concerned. Some lists have him number four or five. Some lists don't even have Canelo Alvarez on the top 10. Bottom line is, Canelo is still the king of boxing. Now, as far as his dates and his future dates are concerned, looks like September, he'll be doing his thing with either a rematch with Dmitry Bivol, which is a big mistake, because if he fights Bivol 11 times, he'll lose 12 times. So Triple G, the third fight, of course, with Triple G is an option. Of course, Jermall Charlo, the 140-pound, 160-pound Charlo, of course, Jermall Charlo. But let me get this right. Jermall Charlo is 154-pound. Of course, it was that shine last week against Ryan Castano. We'll talk about that in depth with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the first break. But Jermall Charlo, 160-pound, of course, still undefeated. You know, he's got to make a move. I mean, come on, it's time to spit or get off the pot. You know what I'm saying? When I say spit on the show, you know I usually mean spit with an H. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios. I'll open up the phone lines. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. September 17th. Who's Canelo going to fight? I tell you who he's not going to fight. Me. You're tuned to Ring Talk. Where the crew will get you high. Where
the crew will get you high. Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is the baritone saxophone of the funky doctor himself, Dr. Stephen McKenzie Hoop of Tower of Power. Check out Tower of Power, of course, on their website, towerofpower.com. This is Ring Talk live worldwide, of course, coming to you on the Saturday edition, live on Sports Byline. Straight up, we're talking boxing, of course. Wow, we've got a good card tonight. We'll get to that in just a minute. Of course, David Lemieux, what is he, like 43-4 now, the Canadian gatekeeper, 36 KOs, going to take on boxing's monster. I'm talking about David Benavidez, 25-0, 22 KOs. There's noise in the background there. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. As we bring in Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD, of course, via the electronic weird wonders of Sports Byline. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro, and I apologize for the noise in the background. That was me cracking a window because it is a blazing 90 degrees here in New York City.
I don't want to tell. I'm sitting here with the air conditioner on. I usually don't have the air conditioner on very often. Bottom line is, it's been a hell of a run for boxing. Let's talk about it. Shakur Stevenson, Triple G, and then, of course, the Canelo fight, the big upset with Canelo. And, you know, was it really that much of an upset when he fought? I mean, when I looked at those guys, he was just so much bigger. And size matters. I mean, from that, like Larry Merchant said, like from a minute on, he knew that you know, Bivol was going to be a problem for Canelo Alvarez. I knew it before the fight.
Yeah, I mean, it was evident pretty quickly. And it just Canelo, even his physique, it just didn't look the way you normally see it. He looked a little flabby. And he just didn't have a game plan. You know, he thought that he was going to be able to walk him down like the way he did Caleb Plant and Kovalev. But Dmitry Bivol showed his class. He showed a terrific jab. He kept that on Canelo all night and won a convincing decision despite what the scorecards at the end of the night, what were rendered. He probably won easily 9 rounds.
I'm going to go 118-110 on that one, mini 10-2. The third round, yeah. Pretty close. But the bottom line is Canelo Alvarez, of course, gave it his all. He stepped up in weight. He was a pound-for-pound king of boxing. And now, Sock, these boxing pundits who lack true boxing acumen, in my perspective, have taken him off the list. Some of them have taken him off the list. I mean, how can you take a guy off the list when he steps up and fights like Superman and loses to Superman? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, that's what the media does. I mean, they build you up just to tear you down. I think keep having him off anyone's subjective, mythical, pound-for-pound list is just ridiculous, and you shouldn't be allowed a credential if you don't have Canelo Alvarez in your top five still. He lost to a bigger man. He has done what no other boxer has done probably since Manny Pacquiao when he had his run. I mean, you look at Canelo Alvarez. If anyone were to meet Canelo Alvarez, he's not the biggest guy. He's about 5'8", if that.
Yep.
And he's fighting. Every single fighter he's fighting is 6 feet and up. And he just happened to fight someone in their prime who could box and who was significantly bigger. And that's a hard combination to beat, you know. And not to say if a rematch happens that the same thing happens again, because, you know, from what I understand, Beeble said a statement that he'd be willing to go down to 68.
But now he's got second thoughts on that one. But the bottom line is, here's what's up. Okay, mm-hmm. 68, 75, it don't matter. This is not, you know, we're still fighting a bigger guy. And in all actuality, I think if they have a rematch, as is the case with most rematches, the guy that won the first time wins the second time even in a more dominant fashion.
It's very rare that you see I think most recent was, I would probably just jump into mine, Anthony Joshua, who made the adjustment. You know, he was in better shape and he outboxed
Are you really going to give him credit for beating a fat man? Are you really going to give boxing's PhD? Are you going to go on the record for him beating a guy that showed up at camp 317 pounds?
Well, it's not that like Andy Ruiz was, you know, was the epitome of the athlete. You know, when he knocked him out the first time, so you got to give him a little bit of credit.
But he resembled some. But he resembled. He resembled an athlete in some regards, just a fat guy. But when he fought the second time around, man, he was, you know, I saw pictures of him on the internet with white powder in front of him and things like that. So he had his share of, he copped to it too. He said he had his share of partying. But the bottom line is, they say they've got the Reynoso team say they've got him in check and his weight's coming down and he'll be a much more disciplined fighter in the future. And that remains to be seen. But let's go back to the fights at hand. Of course, Charlo and Castano last week. Holy cow. Jermell Charlo stopping him in the 10th round. It was a good fight. Of course, the first fight around, a lot of people thought Castano won, but Brian was second on this evening. No doubt about that.
Yes. Speaking of rematches, what a heck of a performance by Jermell Charlo. He clearly is the best 154-pounder in the world. A great fight. I mean, a fight of the year candidate at this point. And he won it in decisive fashion, no controversy at all. He showed boxing skills and he showed punching power. And there's no way to say, other than to say that Jermell Charlo is definitely, you know, in the top 7 or 8 best fighters in the world. That is a signature performance against a very good fighter. In
35-1, a draw, and of course, 19 stops. And Castano coming in at 17-0 with 2 draws. Of course, scores were 87-84, meaning Castano picked up 3 rounds along the way. But the bottom line, it was a very dominant performance for the 154-pound Charlo. Now, if the 160-pound Charlo could fight somebody like maybe Benavidez, or of course, Benavidez is going to fight a little bit later on against David Lemieux, or maybe Triple G or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is the 160-pound Charlo, I think, needs to get his act together and do something significant. Now, I got to ask you this. Jared Ennis, of course, a fighter from Philadelphia, was a 20-1 favorite. He performed like he was a 20-1 favorite. The guy was unbeaten, I think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people questioning the Canadian Slayton's desire to win, you know, and Bootsiness did what he's supposed to do. You know, he had an easy mark in front of him, and he knocked him out. He took him out. He was clearly overmatched, you know, like we've said, there's levels to the sport, and Boots is being brought along the right way. You know, he's biding his time and he's giving, you know, tremendous performance after tremendous performance. And when the dust settles after, Spence and Crawford hopefully do their thing, he's next in line. I would like to see him maybe test it against a former champ, like, one time Keith Thurman. And I think that's a really good step up for him. I heard, unfortunately, we may get a fight between Enes and Robert Guerrero, which is something that does nothing for Enes as far as...
Well, other than, are you trying to tell me the ghost of the ghost is trying to fight again?
Yeah, well, I mean, he fought.
I know he did.
That ship is long gone past.
You know, yeah. He made so much money in the Mayweather fight, the greedy little, you know what? I mean, he made so much money in the Mayweather fight, he should have just walked away and put his money in things, being an investor or something like that. But you know what? I don't think he, I don't know. He doesn't seem like the smartest guy on the block as far as him and his father is concerned. Of course, I had a lot of dealings with him as an amateur and as pros, but I don't know. Robert Guerrero was a decent fighter, but as far as people talking, like, one of the greatest fighters in a long time. I heard somebody say that the other day. I said, "Where? One of the greatest fighters from Gilroy, California, maybe." Anyway, let's move on. Gene Pascal was a winner, and that was a big shock. Of course, he beat this guy from Japan. I mean, here's what's up. When you fight a guy from China, Chinese guys come over here, and they're like, they're supposed to be like, they want to fight nothing but stiffs, okay? So they brought this guy, Fan Long Meng, over here. And believe me, I know about Chinese fighters. I worked with a Chinese heavyweight one time who flopped in a fixed fight. Anyway, 17-1, 10 KOs. Fan Long Meng lost to a 12-round decision to Gene Pascal, of course, former champion from Canada, 35-6. Now some of the fights going on. Now we've got, let's talk about it. Of all the guys that have performed in the last month, Shakur Stevenson, Oscar Valdez, I mean, Dimitri Bivol, Canelo Alvarez, Ennis, all the different guys. Who performed the best? Who impressed you the most in the last 3 or 4 weeks?
That's a great question. I would have to lean towards Bivol just because, you know, he was the underdog and he beat the pound for pound best fighter in the world. So I would have to lean towards Bivol, despite the fact that Stevenson made a very good fighter look extremely ordinary. I mean, he probably lost one round, you know, against a guy
maybe it was the third round where the other guy threw more punches, but that was about it, man. Listen, I wanted Valdez to put up a credible performance, okay? But once the fight started, I sort of knew right then and there. You know what I mean? It was another one of those fights that what you're looking at in the first minute and a half is what it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, that one was another one that you could tell that, you know, you saw the ending, you know. You didn't have to wait to the credits. It's a type of performance that people were leaving by the ninth round. Everyone knew what was going to happen. Actually, the only thing you were waiting to see if Shakur was going to step on the gas and try to go for a knockout, but he was content just outboxing and outclassing Valdez.
Good point. I thought he would finish maybe some 3, 4, and 5 punch combinations, but he did what he had to do, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 217.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now,
Call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm going to go off subject just for a second. You know, I'm so old that I saw Secretariat run, win the Triple Crown back in like 1973, I think. And now today is the day the Preakness race is supposed to take place.
Yes.
And the guy that won the Kentucky Derby, or the horse that won the Kentucky Derby, was an 80-1 underdog, and he's not involved?
Yeah, man. I almost don't want to even say their names because, I mean,
don't
the owners.
The owners
are more concerned about making money instead of chasing history. Listen, the Kentucky Derby is an iconic sporting event. It's a sporting event that transcends, you know, you don't have to be a sports geek to know of the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. And there's a sense of responsibility when you win that derby. You know, there were a lot of owners that were just dumbfounded that they're not going to chase the Triple Crown. Instead, they're going to rest and go for the Belmont Stakes. And if anything, most experts are saying that this horse has a better chance of winning today than he will at the Belmont, which is the longest the courses. So horrible job.
Hey, well, I remember I was watching Secretariat. He ran away. I think he ran one by like 25 or 30 lengths. One like
Grace.
30. I mean, he won the final. The Preakness is the final, right? Isn't it?
No, the Preakness is the middle, and then okay. The Belmont Stakes.
Is that a mile and a half or a mile and a quarter?
A mile and a half. It's the longest of the Triple Crown.
Exactly. And he won by 30-something lengths.
He's the goat of horses.
Without a doubt. Hey, Larry and I talk about him like he's a real person. I mean, his secretary was a horse. Anyway, let's get back to boxing. No doubt about that. Of course, tonight. Oh, wait. I heard that Devin Haney's father is not going to Australia and that Haney's already left for Australia. What's up?
That's probably the biggest news of the week in boxing. Yes, Bill Haney, his visa was denied at this point by the Australian government due to a past felony drug conviction. Bill Haney, in interviews, has been open. And about his past, he says he was in his early 20s when he was running around with the wrong crowd. And he was a street pharmacist. He did his time. However, the laws of the Australian government, I guess, are not permitting a former drug offender to enter the country. It doesn't mean that it won't happen. You still got a couple of weeks. If Bill and Top Rank and, you know, if you have any friends politically connected, you could see Bill Haney. But as of right now, Joel Judah, Zab Judah's father, which I didn't know, there's a long family connection. Super Zab Judah is Devin Haney's godfather. So Joel Judah will be working the corner, and Ben Davidson won't be there either, who had recently been working with Devin because of Ben Davidson's connections to the Irish mobster who's being sanctioned right now.
Wow. That's a story for another
Yeah.
But Joel Jr. and Zab Judah, what I remember the most for was...
oh, boy.
Here we go. I got to say it, man. Giving counterfeit $100 bills to hookers. I mean, I told you, the hookers came up to me at the post-fight press conference. You seen Zab Judah? I don't think so. Right? You see Joel Judah? I said, oh, what's up? Now, you know what that means? And she used some words I can't use, okay? He gave me some, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wow. Anyway, counterfeit $100 bills. Zab Judah will never live that one down. Anyway, but back to Haney, though. You know, people wonder why Don King can travel from country to country to country and this and that without any restrictions. He was pardoned. He might have purchased that pardon from the Ohio State governor at that point in time. But the bottom line is, he's been pardoned, so they can't restrict him from going anywhere. Now, Mike Tyson, they might be able to restrict from going certain places because of that rape roust he got with Desiree Washington. Of course, that was a bit of a scam in my mind, but that's another subject of another day. So anyway, Bill Haney has got some like a drug past. So big deal, 25, 30 years ago, man. That's not a big thing.
I mean, especially if the guy served his time, right? If we believe in the judicial system, you know, he is rehabilitated, obviously, because he's done a great job, you know, rearing two children. I believe he has two boys.
Exactly.
And, you know, he hasn't been in trouble since.
He never sold me no coke.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, just listen, if I'm in Kambosos' corner, I'm thrilled because any distraction my opponent is a bonus. And it's not Kambosos' job to feel sorry for Devin Haney. Hey, you know, you reap what you sow. But looking back at something that happened over 30 years ago now, you know, you hope that, I mean, actually 30 years ago, you hope that Bill Haney will get a chance to at least be, maybe not necessarily in the corner, but to be there with his son, which is the biggest fight in Devin's career. Irony that Joel Judah will be working the corner, and Zab's first big monster fight was against an Australian fighter in Costa Zoo. So yeah, and before Zab became a star, he had to be humbled. So you wonder if maybe that'll happen to Devin.
No. Let me tell you that crap that Zab pulled that night on the referee Jane 80. He tried to pick up the stool and throw it at Nady. I mean, he tried all kinds. I mean, he was acting a fool. And let me tell you something about Jay Nady. We were in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and we're at a convention, okay? And some dude snatched a purse and ran past us, right? And I said, boom! I didn't move quick enough. You know, I'm dressed up in a tux. I mean, all dressed up. Man, Jay Nady chased that dude for a block and a half, beat his ass, and brought him and the purse back.
Wasn't Jay Nady an ex-Marine?
Yeah, I think he was an ex-military, but he was a big, huge guy.
And, big guy, about 6-something.
Yeah. Yeah, 6'5".
Yeah, I've met Jay Nady.
This is not the guy to be throwing stools at, you know, but Zab acted a total fool that night. Of course, he should have been...
he doesn't act a fool if he doesn't get knocked out, right? I mean, that's an iconic knockout. I mean, that's something that still, you know, you see Zab, you know, with his legs uncontrollable.
Yeah, doing the funky chicken. All right, let's talk about tonight's fight. David Benavidez, 25-0, 22 KOs, two-time WBC super middleweight title holder. Of course, taking on David Lemieux of Canada, the Olympic icon. You told him, of course, he's Canada's most popular fighter, 43-4, 36 KOs. He's been stopped a couple of times already, and he's sort of like, you know, long in the tooth at 33 years old. Perfect fight for David Benavidez to look good in, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's hard to believe that David Lemieux is only 33. Seems like he's been around forever. I remember him as a kid in those title boxing instructional videos with Russ Abner. He was like a prodigy on the Junior Olympic team. David Lemieux turned pro at junior middleweight. That's number one. You know, and David Benavidez, like Mike Tyson, referred to him as the Mexican monster. You know, so...
will you tell people why he's a Mexican? I mean, I try to tell people this guy's a monster. They look at me like, yeah, right. I've never heard of him. Like, yeah, what do I say?
Well, I mean, David Benavidez, he throws a lot of punches, and he's about 6'1", and he's ballsy, and he's got a chin, you know. So he's someone that he's going to be a tough out for anyone, and especially someone who's probably past their prime. You hope that this is the last of the easy fights with David Benavidez, and eventually we get him and Jermell Charlo in the ring. You know, that's a fight that should be made.
Okay, he's a pretty mean dude too. I mean, you can see when he sets down on his punches, he's really in the rock. He's not giving any consolation prize away. He's looking to take guys out of there, man. And of course, tonight he'll probably walk away with a stoppage inside the distance, of course. And where does that put him at 168? I mean, does Canelo go back to 168? Are we all waiting on what Canelo does?
I think it's ridiculous. There's no way that, you know, with PBC's roster, there's no way that you just sit around and wait, you know, to punch the golden ticket. I think you have fights that can be made. Caleb Plant is there. Jermall Charlo's there. I mean, those are two good fights that could be made. I don't want to see Anthony Durrell, you know, again. You know, that fight, I don't want to see that.
The 2004 Olympian. Both of them were Olympians. Of course, Andre and Anthony, I think they were both on the Olympic team, weren't they?
I don't know. I know Andre for sure. Anthony may have, although it's funny, Andre was the one that everyone thought had next Roy Jones potential, but Anthony's the one with the heart, you know, and I think that's been the difference.
You know, what's funny is that Andre Ward gave up 168 pounds and went to 178 instead of to give Durrell the shot at 165.
Yes, I remember that story, yes.
Mm-hmm. That was mind-blower, man, fighting a guy 13 pounds bigger than him. And I remember getting on the radio and still having they were calling me saying, and locally saying, you know, he doesn't have much of a chance now. He's fighting a guy that's 20 pounds bigger than him. I'll come fight time. I said, Andre Ward's going to lick all these guys. And he did lick all these guys. He's never lost a fight in his life outside of maybe, I told you, an amateur ripoff, and then maybe that first Kovalev fight.
Yes, if you ask Kathy Duva, yes.
Speaking of Kathy Duva, she's back in the mix with Dimitri Bivol.
Yes, it was nice to see Kathy, one of the nice ladies in the sport.
All right. Boxing's PAC, Soccer News Palmer. Have a good week, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you
Ring
again.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Jeff Tamalier's guitar to the break. Fancy free, didn't have a care. Lots of pretty
girls everywhere. How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. So super fly.
The cut man knows. It ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live, War of Course, because you're inside looking at the world of boxing. Of course, lots of things to talk about. We'll get to the world of MMA in a couple of minutes, of course. But, you know, pound for pound, when one of the pound-for-pound guy, when the pound-for-pound guy gets licked, when, you know, of course, Mike Tyson was a pound-for-pound king, got knocked out by Buster Douglas, of course, that knocked him out of the top slot without a doubt. But I remember back in 1990, I went down to see Humberto Gonzalez. They called him Humberto La Chiquita Gonzalez, of course. I called him La Chiquita. You'll find out in just a second. Anyway, he's a 101 favorite. He's undefeated. He's got, like, almost all knockouts. And he's, like, the 108-pound WBC champion. So myself and Jack Fisk, the real godfather of boxing writers, of course, like 45 years of the SF Chronicle, member of the International Boxing Hall of Fame. So he and I both take planes down to L.A. from San Francisco to see Humberto Gonzalez fight. He's taking on Rolando Pascual. Now, Rolando Pascual was from the Philippines, but he was a 100-1 underdog. So we went down there with the mood that it was going to be a walkover fight, okay? Well, after about a minute and a half into the first round, we realized that Pascual was there to fight. At the end of 9 rounds, Pascual ended up winning and knocking him out, of course. And you see me standing on the ring apron of the Associated Press photograph. I'm standing on the ring apron screaming at Gonzalez to get up. I just can't believe he's laying there like a dog. If he was barking, he would have been a real dog. That's how much he dogged it that night. Anyway, of course, he came back and had fights with Michael Harbaugh. The first one, I believe, in like 1993 was an epic fight without a doubt. And of course, after that, they had a couple of lackluster events. But the bottom line is, when you go down like that in flames as a pound-for-pound king, yes, you get knocked out of the list. But he didn't get knocked out of the list. You know, I mean, come on. He barely, he lost a decision to a bigger guy. And I keep stressing this point to you, a bigger, bigger guy. And that's what me, that's, I mean, I told you, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Now, speaking of combat sports, of course, Alan Allen, then we delve into the world of the UFC because of the fact that, you know, some of you do like the UFC. And I do on occasion like the UFC. I like the aspect of guys, you know, going to battle and this and that. Of course, I don't like when guys get hurt the way they get hurt. But tonight, it ain't guys. It's Holly Holm. Remember her? I did some of her fights as a ring announcer back in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when she was a undefeated women's world boxing champion. Of course, that one fight that she lost, I believe, as she had a couple of draws. But the one fight she lost as a professional boxer, she got cut under the eye and didn't want to go anymore. I mean, there was no reason to stop the fight other than the fact that she wanted out of it. Anyway, tonight, Holly Holm, the girl that wrecked the iconic figure that was Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda got wrecked. Remember that? Ronda went down to Australia to take on Holly Holm. She was like a 5-1 favorite, this and that. Holly Holm had two chances, Slim and none, and Slim was out of town. No, no. Holly could fight. Holly had this MMA background. She could box. She had like over 50 professional fights. I mean, this chick was no stiff. But, you know, Ronda Rousey and those people thought she was. So they decided they were going to go down to Australia, have a little bit of a party, and then, you know, come back home. Well, Ronda Rousey ended up hiding her face getting off the plane in L.A. because she got knocked out and humiliated by Holly Holm. Now, Holly, of course, decided she would chart her own course. Her and her promoter, Lenny Fresquez, manager, of course, the guy that's the big restaurateur in Albuquerque, New Mexico. At one point in time, he owned 102 eating establishments. I kid you not, 102 eating establishments. Of course, now he owns one of the Hawaiian Islands. But anyway, Lenny Fresquez and Holly decided they weren't going to wait for the Ronda Rousey rematch. They wanted to have a fight in between. Okay, so the fight in between that they had was with Miesha Tate. What happened? Miesha Tate beat Holly Holm. Yeah, you know, styles make fights. Bottom line is, that was a bad move by Holly Holm, of course, and Lenny Fresquez. But now she's back, taking on a girl by the name of Ketlin Vieira, of course, going to fight at 135 pounds tonight. It's a 5-round main event. Some of the other big names on the card, because I know you want big names when you watch the UFC, right? Santiago Ponzinibbio taking on Michael Pereira. Shadi Nakuni taking on Dusko Tordovic. Pollyanna Viana, a woman's strawweight, taking on Tabitha Ricci. All these names, right? All these big names. No, there are no names. The UFC doesn't have anybody. All the UFC has is Dana White. And I'm getting tired of seeing his face on the TV. I mean, why do they give this guy so much ink, man? If he's, you know, if Dana would have been legit, and he would have, like, really opened MMA up to the world. Instead, Dana's doing it much like the guys that want to hold their horse back from the Preakness and hold it for the third race. But the bottom line is, you know, you should be grabbing it now. Anyway, Holly Holm tonight probably get a win. She's slightly favored over Vieira. We'll see what happens there. As far as the upcoming UFC schedule is concerned, not a whole lot on the schedule. I mean, Glover Teixeira, what's he like, 38 years old now? The guy from Brazil? I mean, come on, man. We don't see him fight. Although UFC 276 will come back, of course, with the, man, good champion. No doubt about it. I'm talking about the UFC 100, is he 85 pounds now? Is he moving up to 185? Of course, I'm talking about middleweight champion Israel Adesanya. Of course, a winner last time out, always looking good. As far as his ability to move the 205 pounds of light heavyweight, there's a big jump in 20 pounds there, and I don't think he can do it. Anyway, he's taking on Jared Cariner, and Alex Volkanovski, the featherweight title holder of the UFC, has 145 pounds. Of course, he took that title very controversially over Max Holloway. The first fight with Max Holloway, he beat Max, no doubt about it. But Max came back in the rematch and licked him like a stamp. I mean, licked him like a stamp. There was no doubt that Max Holloway won that rematch. And then they didn't give it to him. It was like a split decision or something like that. And, of course, Dana said that, yeah, he thought Max won. But what did they do? Instead of giving Max the immediate rematch, they waited another year. Let Max get even older, okay? Because Max is now needs just for men, probably. Anyway, he's taking on Volkanovski. Volkanovski is a slight favorite in that fight. The middleweight card will take on a middleweight battle on the card. Sean Strickland taking on Alex Pereira. Speaking of Miesha Tate, she's coming back at 115 pounds. Holy cow. 115 pounds. Miesha Tate dropping like 20 pounds. They're take on Lauren Murphy. That's going to be a women's flyweight bout. Good luck on that one. Always take it back 10 pounds, 125. And Sean O'Malley, one of my favorite UFC fighters, taking on a man with a good name, Pedro Munhoz. But outside of that, UFC 276, I'm looking at the rest of the schedule, and I'm not seeing a whole lot. I'm just not seeing a whole lot because there isn't a whole lot there. I mean, you're still trying to recycle former lightweight champion Rafael Dos Anjos. Got him going in July. Curtis Blaydes is coming back. They don't have any names. Why don't they have any names? It's because Dana has basically alienated the entire world. He has. Either you blow Dana or you go. You blow or go. That's just the way it is. If you want to stay in the UFC, you got to blow him. And that's just, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. Okay? I mean, last week, Justin Gaethje was the favorite over Mr. Oliveira, of course, for the UFC 135-pound title. And what happened? And he sort of got upset a little bit there. I'm talking about Dana. Dana got upset. Of course, Oliveira winning in the first round with a choke, but they tried to take Oliveira's title on the scale. He couldn't make it 100. They said he was 155 and 4/10 of a pound over. Now, they could have looked the other way on 4/10 of a pound. Yes, especially if you go to your opponent. You say, look, we want this to be a title fight. The other guy's 4/10 of a pound over. Is that cool? You know, the guy's already straightened to make the weight. He went out, tried to make it once. He came back after an hour and a half. Didn't cut any weight. Anyway, bottom line is they said no. They wanted to make sure that Justin Gaethje won this fight. But what happened? Mr. Oliveira won in the very first round. More power to him. Charles Oliveira, I guess he's not the lightweight champion anymore, but he will be involved, I guess, in any type of lightweight title fight if they go forward at 155 pounds. Of course, the real fighter at 155 was Khabib. Khabib is done. Khabib's talking about promoting things like that. Good luck on that one. Carlos Barnes will be Rose Nahumanis. Of course, Rose Nahumanis has been on the show in the past. Good-looking girl. You know, I mean, as far as a fight is concerned, she's a rough chick, no doubt about that. But she didn't put it forward. She didn't try. I mean, if you want to win, you got to go for it. And she didn't go for it. Speaking of going for it, man, talk about a knockout. Holy cow. Remember Tony Ferguson? We make fun of Tony Ferguson on the show all the time because of the fact that he was pouring. Holy, he had a psychological breakdown. So during the psychological breakdown, he decided he was going to pour holy water on his wife. Yes, yes, yes. I know a lot of women are the devil. I didn't get that. So are a lot of men. I understand that a lot of women are the devil. But when you're pouring holy water on your wife, you know, that's sort of like an indication that maybe something's not right above the ears or above the neck. Okay, I'm talking about Tony Ferguson. Of course, the former lightweight champion. Of course, 911 was called, and we have the recordings and all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, he got knocked out with a sick knockout. I mean, we're talking like S-I-C-K, ooh, exclamation mark, front kick, holy cow, front kick knockout, 17 seconds into round number two. Michael Chandler, of course, the former Bellator star, the former star of Showtime and all that. You know, he was like, he was Scott Coker's right hand there at 155 pounds. He was his champion for a while in Bellator, but he wanted to cross over. He's had mixed results in the UFC, but he knocked out Tony Ferguson in the second round with a front kick. It has to be the knockout of the year thus far as combat sports concerned. Now, I can't believe this guy's still around, but he lost the split decision. I'm talking about Mauricio Rua, lost the split decision to Ovince St. Preux. That's a bit of a shock there that Mauricio Rua is still around. I think I saw him fight like 10 or 12 years ago. Bottom line is the rest of the fights on the card were sort of like ho-hum. A whole lot of fights, man, but a whole lot of no names. You know, like I said, he has no names. Now, tonight, David Van Ibbies, who I mentioned earlier, 25-0, 22 zips, taking on David Lemieux. David Lemieux is a good fighter, but he turned pro at 154. And usually when guys who move up in weight as they age, they don't tend to get any better. I mean, most of these guys are not the average. They're not Roberto Duran. Okay, they're not. Duran, of course, went from 135 to 147, beat the greatest welterweight of all time. We'll talk about Sugar Ray Leonard, undefeated. Ray Charles Leonard, of course, undefeated. The Brawl of Montreal, June 20th, 1980. Duran walks away with a 15-round unanimous knockout. Although Judge Angelo Peletti, the judge from Italy, he called 12 rounds even. I want to find that dude. So when I went to Italy, I said, you know Angelo Peletti? I went to a boxing event in Italy like about 10 years after that. I said, is Angelo Peletti your dad? I want to know who that guy is. How the hell could you have 10 rounds even? Anyway, he had 10 rounds even. I think he had 10 rounds even. And Duran winning 3-2 or something like that. Anyway, some crazy score. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the two-hour edition, was rained out last Sunday because of the Beta Breakers race in San Francisco. And when I say rained out, check this out. I couldn't get the producer couldn't get near the studio, and I couldn't get near the studio. This Beta Breakers race brought like hundreds of thousands of tourists and people wanting to run through the streets. Of course, San Francisco, they have the street race where they run from one part of town to the other part of town. But the bottom line is it was a traffic nightmare. I couldn't get anywhere near the studio. My producer couldn't get near the studio, so therefore we had to run the best of Pedro last week. But the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, coming to you on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, will feature the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merch. Of course, we'll talk to him. 91 years old now. Holy cow. 91 years old and still sharp. Still really sharp. I mean, sometimes it sounds like he's a little sleepy, but the bottom line is, you know, I get him up early in the morning, but man, the Godfather is just a wealth of information. Nobody does it like the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant. We'll also spend some time with Kenny Rainford, of course, our boxing saint. I call him Saint Kenneth from the UK. He'll spend some time with us talking about UK boxing and the world at large. But straight up, let's go back to the current scene. Pound for pound, who is the best fighter in boxing right now? I would say it'd have to be Terrence Crawford. Omaha, Nebraska. I'll never forget what that lady from Frontier Airlines told me. Would you let anybody that's willing to get off the plane here in Oakland will get a free round trip to Omaha? And I said to myself, man, Omaha, I'm going to Hawaii. Let me get off the plane. I said, so there's a free ticket to Omaha? I didn't know. I was a kid. I didn't know Omaha. I didn't know Hawaii, really. Okay, I didn't know Hawaii until 1990. I mean, this is the 80s. Anyway, I said, Omaha? She goes, Omaha, Nebraska. I said, Omaha, isn't that in Hawaii? She goes, oh, I said, you mean Omaha? Anyway, bottom line is, I ain't going to Omaha. But the kid from Omaha is undefeated. Chabby at 135, 140, and now 147. Of course, considered the best, maybe pound for pound in the world right now. I mean, he's really done some impressive things. But then again, he's beaten a lot of guys he was supposed to beat. Of course, the mega match they want to put together at 147 is he and Errol Spence. Of course, Errol Spence coming to us from Dallas, Texas, undefeated. Of course, the guy that rolled out of a car, got thrown out of the roof of a car. His sunroof was open. Convertible was off. And he was running his car at 150 miles an hour, and he flipped it over, and he got thrown out of the car. How lucky can you be to get thrown out of the car and still be alive, let alone be able to box, okay? And he's had a couple of fights since then. He hasn't had super spectacular outings as far as I'm concerned, because I don't think he's ever going to be the fighter that he once was. I mean, you don't get thrown out of a car 150 miles per hour and not have some type of brain damage, because I saw his eye. You can see that he had definitely had a concussion, because his eye was bleeding. It was bleeding in the right eye. I mean, the entire right cornea was all lit up, and the retina was all surrounded by blood. That means he had a brain bleed and a concussion. So the bottom line is he was seriously hurt in that car crash. I don't think he'll ever be the same. But as far as Crawford's concerned, these guys are always fighting over money. It's just money. It's just money, those two guys. They fight over money. If you give one of them a dollar more than the other guy, I think you can make the fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The great Darlene Love. Talking about my national anthem, baby, because I am a rebel, without a doubt. You are tuned to the Rebels Boxing Show, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, 37, make that 38 plus years now in the making. Of course, if this is your very first time of tuning in to your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family. Of course, most of you have been around for a good chunk of time. Somebody said to me the other day that they've been listening to me since 1984. Oh, that's 38 years. Holy cow, that is a long time without a doubt. Of course, boxing alive and well tonight. Don't forget David Lemieux and David Benavidez. Of course, Mike Tyson thinks that Benavidez has a good shot of maybe beating both Charlo, of course, the 160-pound Charlo, and, of course, Jamal, and, of course, the pound-for-pound king. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo in a bit of a quandary because he doesn't know what to do next. I mean, there's no shame in losing to a bigger guy. I keep telling people that, and they don't get it because they don't box. They never fought anybody. But I'm telling you, I moved up 8 pounds. I was beating up guys down there in the valley. I thought I was a bad dude at welterweight. I didn't even say nothing to people. I'm going to move up to 147 pounds. I'm going to smoke everybody, right? I got smoked. I went down to Las Vegas, fought in the National Golden Gloves, and fought a guy that beat me so bad he should have been arrested for domestic violence if we were gay. I mean, it was bad. He hit me with three shots, all right hooks. That's all he hit me with, was right hooks. And the first one put me down, second one put me down, and the third one rattled me. I said, I had enough. Bottom line is, I was out of there in the second round. But I learned something from that fight. I learned I couldn't move up to 147 because the guys were just too bigger. I couldn't match them as far as muscle mass and or strength. So what I'm trying to tell you again, size matters in two things. pornography and combat sports. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you on Sports Byline, comes to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live here on Sports Byline. My producer, Daniel, was rocking and rolling today. Soccer News Palmer was an ace. And you, I thank you so much for tuning in. Peace and respect.